Welcome to Her Words, where we talk about how the media uses language to shape how we see violence against women. Today we will discuss how media coverage reflects societal views on gender-based violence, victimhood, and accountability. When covering cases like Zoida Laclidus, articles often focus on the victim's life in ways that shape public opinion. For instance, phrases like "the unfortunate Zoe" emphasize her role as a victim, while details like "Zoe was turning from a night out" can subtly suggest her choices contributed to the crime. This reflects elements of victim blaming. Some articles, however, use emotional phrases like "your smile is our angel," which humanize the victim and show the loss felt by loved ones. These tributes contrast with the graphic descriptions of the crime. While such details create outrage, they can also sensationalize or sensitize readers. The way perpetrators are described matters too. Neutral terms like "the 27-year-old Christos Papazoglou" avoid condemning the crime outright. Meanwhile, phrases like "he was under the influence of alcohol" or "he had never shown signs of violence" frame the crime as an isolated event, not part of a broader issue. This can make perpetrators seem less accountable by focusing on their struggles rather than the actions. Journalists often avoid directly naming gender-based violence, focusing instead on victim details or the unpredictability of the crime. While sympathetic portrayals humanize victims, they also risk reducing them to their suffering. Similarly, framing perpetrators' actions as impulsive shifts attention away from the systemic issue of the violence against women. In the end, the language used in media coverage shapes how we understand these tragedies. It's essential for journalists to strike a balance, highlighting the human loss without reinforcing harmful narratives. Thank you for listening to Her Words. Let's keep questioning how we talk about violence and push for a better conversation.